It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You may have noticed magazines and internet news sites' love lists. We're constantly inundated with them, ranking the best, the worst, what's in, what's out, and what was so 5 minutes ago. When it comes to business, you can count on lots of listings about up-and-coming careers. Joining us to take a look at the fastest-growing occupations is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, Paul. And I heard spring is on the way. Really?
Well, I'm...
That's the latest job, weather forecasting. Okay, I'm telling you that, right?
Yeah, you and
Punxsutawney Phil, right?
Way off. You know, I wonder how that's going to hurt business in Punxsutawney next year,
right,
for
I
that
think
prediction.
Weather forecasting might not be on the top 10 lists of best jobs.
Yeah. Well, we know that all jobs aren't created equal. So can you give us the top 10 best jobs for 2013?
Yeah. U.S. News ranks the 100 best jobs for 2013. And they look at occupations that really offer a variety of employment opportunities, good salaries, manageable work-life balance, job security. So some of these offer just the perfect mix. And I'm just going to talk about the top 10. And I know on your website we have lots of other options. So dentist is number one, dentist. Your fortune is your face, Paul. There you go. This profession should grow 21% by 2012, which is a tremendous amount. Registered nurses comes in as number two. As we boomers age, guess what, Paul?
What?
We're going to need help. The necessity for qualified RNs really increases. Pharmacists come in at number three.
The medical fields.
And then we go to number four, which is computer systems analysts, which are really the liaison between clients and IT departments. And we know that IT is so strong. Physicians are really going to be important and abundant job growth into 2020. Database administrators, again, is another one. Software developers comes in at number seven, and these are tech smart professionals. They think there's going to be an abundant job growth into 2020. Physical therapists, again, the boomers, those needs are going out on us, Paul. And then we have web developers and dental hygienists coming in at number 10. So it's an interesting list.
And, you know, I love this category. What about jobs that didn't exist 10 years ago?
So you're going to really love this list. I thought this was fabulous. So sustainability consultants. Who had ever heard of a sustainability consultant 10 years ago looking at the ecosystem of your business and how to decrease your carbon footprint? I think that's really interesting. How about app developers? That was number two. The iPhone was introduced 2007, the Android shortly after that. Since then, there's been more than a million apps that have been put up for sale in Apple's App Store, the Android Google Play. So in 2011, Apple pulled in more than $15 billion in revenue through mobile applications. So if you're in that field, you are doing well. Market research data miners, that never existed 10 years ago. Educational and admissions consultants. Parents are very concerned about kids getting into college, and they're spending big dollars on getting these kids in.
Now, wait. Go back. What was that again?
Educational admissions consultants.
Educational admissions consultant. I didn't have one of those.
No, it didn't exist when we were growing up. But these are people who help kids with everything from PSATs and tutoring to SATs to interviewing process to testing to get into schools. And that's not just colleges. It could even go to preschool. So it's competitive in some of these places. Well. Now, this is, I think, my favorite. Millennial generational expert. I did not make that up, Paul.
Millennial
generational expert.
What on earth is that?
A generational consultant helps companies better understand the changing workforce, specifically younger employees, because it's really the millennial generation, what they need, how to keep them engaged, how to motivate them, how to placate this often fickle workforce. And that is not my quote. That is from this list. Next, we have social media managers, which, of course, is very important. But after that, number seven is chief.
What's the difference between a social media manager and, you know, somebody just handles your web stuff?
Well, somebody who might just put up your web and put content on it really is different than somebody who's actually out there posting and listening to things on the internet and making sure to respond. And so that's a kind of a different, you might have somebody who just continues to update, but a social media manager, they could be the same person if it's a smaller company too. But the next step up, if you're a large company, you have a chief listening officer, Paul, a chief listening officer.
Chief listening officer?
Yes.
Who just goes around and listens to the people that nobody else wants to listen to?
No,
that,
it's really...
That could be a pretty high paid profession.
This is social media related. And here's the thing. Before social media, business really was a one-way communication. The businesses would put out ads. We would listen as consumers. Now, when consumers talk, companies have to listen. Companies have to anticipate. They have to respond. They have to preempt. Number eight
old customer relation or the complaint department?
Well, in some ways, but think of all the customers that now can complain on the internet and do it in such a big way.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Right. Number eight is cloud computing services. We never had the cloud 10 years ago.
That's right.
I know. No cloud. Now we have lots of clouds. We do have lots of clouds today, but not those
kind of
clouds.
I know what you mean.
And then we have elder care. And coming in at number 10 is a sustainability expert. So really, you go from a sustainability coordinator to a sustainability expert.
All right. Now, what about the 10 fastest growing industries?
So when we talk about industries, we're looking at overall industries. And it's important when you think of this to think in broad sweeps. Generic pharmaceuticals, solar panel manufacturing, for-profit universities, Pilates and yoga studios, 3D printing manufacturing, hot sauce production, Paul, green and sustainable building construction, and online glasses sales. I mean, those are really interesting. The hot sauces I knew you would like, because really when you think about it, it's due to our exploding demographic change and immigration, a spicier ethnic food in both the United States and a demand for it in Canada and Japan.
I've always liked the hot sauce.
I figured you did.
No change here. All right, finally, what is the best way to access all of this information and decide what is best for you?
So you've heard me say this before, Paul, but research, research, and research. Networking, attending association meetings, picking an area you're passionate about, because all jobs have ups and downs. So you need to really have a passion for what you're doing so you can get you through, it'll get you through the tough times. And our unemployment rate is still pretty high, and there's a lot of talk about the mismatch between worker skills and jobs available. And many people are trying to scope out the fields where there's job openings, and colleges are really shifting resources to meet the demands in the future. And people who are currently unemployed or underemployed are seeking training in different fields where jobs are considered hot. So there's a lot going on in this sector, and I think it merits a lot of additional focus.
Rebecca Harris is our business computer, is our business contributor, and she's kind of has a mind like a computer. Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Thank you so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Happy Passover.
Yes, thank you. Great to see you, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, the hubris of power and the special relationship between President Taft and the Rodef Shalom congregation in Pittsburgh. And a reminder that if you have additional comments on today's show, particularly on our segment regarding gay marriage, we would love to hear from you. Call and leave a message at 412-256-8783. Again, 412-256-8783. Let's continue the conversation. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.